Nothing gonna harm you, no, no, no. Your daddy and your mommy are standing. Don't you cry.
And it is just after midnight here on your Freeform radio station. This is WMFL in Medford, and now we can officially say happy birthday to Fred Freddie Stockwell. And let you know that we did start the radio obituaries early because I have many of them here, and I did skip over a couple of sets of other entertainment I had for you. So if we get through the radio obituaries and we still have time afterwards and you still have the energy out there, we might get back to those other things. But right now we're moving on with our radio obituaries. And our next radio obituary is for Ross Kimono. He was a Nigerian reggae artist whose debut album, Under Pressure, led by the single Rumba Stylee, was a big hit in the Nigerian music scene in 1989. Before he released his solo album, he was with the group called The Jazztics, along with Amos McCoy and Majik Feshek. Osoloki Augustine Umboya, popularly known as Ross Kimono, was born in Delta State, Nigeria. His music was greatly influenced by the poverty, inequity, and hardship he witnessed in his early life. He released his solo debut album, Under Pressure, on the Premier Music label in 1989, which propelled him to instant continental stardom. The album had hits such as Under Pressure, Natty Get Jail, and the massive hit Rumba Style. He later released a string of hit albums touring all over Africa, Europe, and the United States, promoting his brand of reggae music. He won several awards, including the Nigeria Music Award, Fame Music Awards, and many more. In 2010, he was still performing to a loyal fan base of all ages, and his music is still played on the radio throughout West Africa. He was an advocate for social change. What's Gwan, one of his songs, proved even more successful with the topics, well, that was one of his albums, actually. And that proved even more successful with topics selected including legalization of marijuana and the need for Africans to intellectually repel colonialism and its arbitrary boundaries between tribes. Most controversial, he was not adverse to naming directly those in power he saw as synonymous with backdoor imperialism. He died at the age of 60 on the 10th of June in Lagos, Nigeria. Ross Kimono, our next radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This rhythm. After seeing all was one in Africa, 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 Africa. We'll be right back.
us under pressure. No food, be we belly. No money, in our pocket. No bed, delay we hate. The people, they must suffer. In a ghetto, in a city, everywhere. Damn me go, me see them. Some are cry, some are die. Some are weeping, some are wailing. Everywhere, damn me go. Under pressure we wail, under pressure. Under pressure everybody, under pressure. Under pressure black and white, under pressure. Under pressure Europeans, under pressure. Can't get no food if we go feel we belly. Feel if it you too, no have no mother. Feel if it you too, no have no father. Feel if it you too, no have no brother. Feel if it you too, no have no sister. I'm a kimono, me just a chanting to you. Chant at this, I want me not go chant it again. Hey, hey. Under pressure we will, under pressure. Under pressure Europeans, under pressure. Under pressure Africans, under pressure. Under pressure Nigerians, under pressure.
As we are working our way through the radio obituaries, I forgot to remind you at the start that you should think of your future and go to feedthepig.org. So I want to remind you of that. And I also wanted to thank Belinda, who hasn't been here all summer, but she has been working feverishly behind the scenes, helping with the radio obituaries, getting all the information together up on the web, making it easier for those of us who are filling in her shoes to find this information and bring it to you so we can keep the radio obituaries alive and well in her absence. And hopefully her absence won't be for much longer. But I am not Belinda, and I'm doing the best I can to fill her role, and along with my trusty companion, Diane, who is here at the computer and finding some of these songs on YouTube to bring to you to go along with your bits. So thank you all for your support and research and everything else that goes on to make this show happen. So, moving on, our cleanup radio obituary is for Kofi Annan. He was the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January 1997 to December 2006. Annan and the UN were the co-recipients of the 2001 Nobel Peace Prize. He died on August 18th at age 80. Yes, we are cleaning up some of the old backlogs, but we also wanted to do some of the more recent deceased radio obituaries as well. Kofi Annan was a charismatic global diplomat and the first black African to become United Nations Secretary General, who led the world body through one of its most turbulent periods. He died peacefully in his sleep, said the president of Ghana, where Annan was born. At UN headquarters in New York, the UN flag flew at half-staff and a bouquet of flowers was placed under Annan's portrait, reflecting the widespread regard that won him the groundbreaking uncontested election for a second term. Leaders from Russia, India, Israel, France, and elsewhere expressed condolences for a man that Bill Gates called, quote, one of the great peacemakers of our time, unquote. Kofi Annan, our cleanup radio obituary, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
In every American community, you have varying shades of political opinion. One of the shadiest of these is the liberals. An outspoken group on many subjects. 10 degrees to the left of center in good times. 10 degrees to the right of center if it affects them personally. So here then is a lesson in safe logic. I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies, and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen. My faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter, don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bus my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view. You know, I've memorized Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Sure, once I was young and impulsive. I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to socialist meetings. Learned all the old union hymns. Ah, but I've grown older and wiser. And that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal.
Holler. just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
Nowadays, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called up my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
She took her problem to the United Nations, but Kofi Annan wasn't there. Our extra radio obituary tonight is for Douglas Grinstaff. And this is one that wasn't even on Belinda's list of 100-some-odd names of people who passed away this summer. And also, I should mention that, in case you haven't heard, John McCain just passed away a few hours ago, but we're not going to do his radio obituary tonight. Anyway, Douglas Grinstaff was an Emmy Award-winning sound editor and producer of the soundscapes of the original Star Trek series. He died on July 23rd in Peoria, Arizona at age 87. Mr. Grinstaff had numerous sound credits to his name, including Mission Impossible television series, Max Headroom, and Dallas, but it was his work in helping to bring the Starship Enterprise to life that had the most lasting effect for decades of science fiction films and generations of Trekkies. So he is our extra radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, WMFO in Medford. Guess what?
What?
It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And it's for Charles Krauthammer. A weasel if there ever was one. I know Belinda told me that the weasel is just used in the order of radio obits and not necessarily meant to be derogatory. But that doesn't mean it can't be. And I am not Belinda. Charles Krauthammer died on June 21st at age 68. He was an American political columnist and conservative political pundit. In 1987, Krauthammer won the Pulitzer Prize for his column in the Washington Post. His weekly column was syndicated to more than 400 publications worldwide. While in his first year studying medicine at Harvard Medical School, Krauthammer became permanently paralyzed from the waist down after a diving board accident that severed his spinal cord. After spending 14 months recovering in the hospital, he returned to medical school, graduating to become a psychiatrist involved in the creation of Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders III in 1980. He joined the Carter administration in 1978 as a director of psychiatric research, eventually becoming a speechwriter for Vice President Walter Mondale in 1980. In the late 70s and early 80s, Krauthammer embarked on a career as a columnist and political commentator. In 1985, he began writing a weekly editorial for the Washington Post, which earned him the 1987 Pulitzer Prize for commentary for his, quote, witty and insightful columns on national issues, unquote. He was a weekly panelist on the PBS news program Inside Washington from 1990 until it ceased production in December 2013. Krauthammer has been a contributing editor for the Weekly Standard and for Fox News Channel contributor, Fox News. Now, there's fake news if there ever was one. But Krauthammer received acclaim for his writings on foreign policy, among other matters. He was a leading neoconservative voice and proponent of the United States military and political engagement on the global stage, coining the term Reagan Doctrine, and advocating for the Gulf War, Iraq War, and enhanced interrogation techniques of suspected Islamist terrorists. A supporter of enhanced interrogation techniques. You can see why I think he's worthy of a weasel obituary. Here on your freeform radio station, this is Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Jesus Lee, is that the on the ERA commitment. It's about women in a prison in Northern Ireland. This is called Alma.
Touch her, we're a civilized nation.
Ricky Dickey's screwdriver. It's got one part Jack Daniels, two parts purple Kool-Aid, and a shaker of formaldehyde from the jar with Hitler's brain in it we got in the back storeroom.
Anti-penultimate radio obituary is for third world percussionist Irvin Carrot Jarrett. He died on July 31st at age 69. The death of the musician was described by communications specialist Colleen Douglas as, quote, completely unexpected, unquote. Jarrett's former third world bandmate and friend Michael Ebo Cooper said, having consulted with the family, Carrot's death, though sudden, did not sound painful, as up to this morning he only appeared to have fallen asleep and passed away serenely. Unquote. Carrot Jarrett was instrumental in some of the Third World's biggest hits, including 96 Degrees in the Shade and Now That We've Found Love. He is the second Third World member to pass in recent years following the death of William Bunny Ruggs Clark in 2014. Carrot Jarrett, our pre-anti-penultimate radio obituary, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
96 Degrees in the Shade. Read hot.
in the shade. 96 degrees in the shade. Real hot,
oh yes,
in the shade.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Dan Ingram. He was an American top 40s radio disc jockey with a 50-year career on radio stations such as WABC and WCBS-FM in New York City. Ingram is one of the most highly regarded DJs of his era. He was noted for his quick wit and ability to convey a humorous or satirical idea with quick pacing and an economy of words, a skill which rendered him uniquely suited to and successful within modern personality-driven music radio. He was among the most frequently emulated radio personalities, cited as an influence or inspiration by numerous current broadcasters. One of Ingram's unique skills was his ability to talk up to the lyrics of a record, meaning speaking over the musical introduction and finishing exactly at the point where the lyrics started. He died on June 24th at age 83 at his home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He is our anti-penultimate radio obituary on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford.
You're listening to the Party Songs Weekend.
101.
101.
CBS FM.
And
good luck in your career, whatever it may bring to you. It's been nice knowing you, Tony. How you doing, Kimo Sabe? Yeah, Elton John on CBS FM, Party Songs Weekend. I'm Dan Ingram, proud to be with you. Let's do it to it.
I remember when rock was young.
Love it. Yeah, that's great. That's Elton John right here on CBS FM with Crocodile Rock. That's where Barney Rubble worships. We know that, of course. Back to 1959. That was 33 years ago. You were one, huh? Sure you were. Right. Dion and the Belmonts on CBS FM 101.1.
Each time we have a quarrel.
Dion, the Belmonts on CBS FM 101.1. Don't forget, weekends are special on CBS FM. Join Bobby J. You ready? Tonight, 5 o'clock, going to have a countdown to the top 20 songs of August 2, 1960. That's like, let's see, this is 1990. It's 32 years ago. How about that? Only on CBS FM 101.1, New York's oldie station. So another example of how American Airlines is bringing value back to air travel. Joyce Brothers, of course. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's the greatest. It's the latest. Mashed potato time comes right before pie time in a food fight, right? Dee Dee Sharp on CBS FM 101.1. Oh, you got the best music on the best station, CBS FM 101.1. The number one oldie station in the entire American thing. You got it, baby. Yes. Ah, it's hard to say I'm sorry. Which sounds like the only way to make up. Chicago.
Everybody needs a little time away.
On CBS FM 101.1. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, the honor group today are big guys. You a big guy? I hate you. No. I don't mean that. You're like what? 11? Oh, no. 6 foot. Four. Okay, I'm 6'2", but if you're a big guy, I mean, if people are saying, hey, big guy, you're in the honor group of the day.
One
weather. Going to be sunny and pleasant today. A weekend in New York and the sun is shining. What happened? Tooth at Waterloo Village in New Jersey. Plus, a grand prize winner is going to be chauffeured in the CBS FM Rock and Roll Red 57 Chevy Limo. And this, you'll know the Bruce Morrow Memorial staying in the back seat right there. And you can win front row seats, too. How about that? That's Bruce. We got to teach Bruce a new letter. All he knows is E. You make me feel brand new. On CBS FM, Phyllis Diller to her team of surgeons.
My love.
Yeah, Last Dance. That's the Cobbler Cotillion right here on CBS. Oh, that's terrible, Dan. I should get out of the business, but I'm greedy. It's 8 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. CBS FM 101.1.
It almost is 8 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. That's pretty funny. Okay, after all those technically illegal IDs for CBS FM, I should make it clear that you are listening to WMFO in Medford, and that was our radio obituary for Dan Ingram. Moving on to our penultimate radio obituary, which is for Victoria Rivas. She was an Argentine singer and actress known for participating in the musical program El Club del Clan. She died on June 23rd at age 80. Rivas was born in Chivalse, Buenos Aires province, in 1937. At the age of 5, she participated in a concert in Chivalse singing the songs of Clavetto Chino and Los Gitanos. In 1960, she became contracted for 4 months to perform in Buenos Aires. The director, Richard Meja, gave her the stage name Violeta Rivas. Her real name was Anna Marie Francesca Andinolfi. No wonder why she changed her name. That same year, she recorded a duet with Bobby Capó, which became a radio hit in the 1960s in South America. Shortly after, she recorded her first major success as a solo artist, Bubuja Azul, which means blue bubbles. So that translates to blue bubbles. And we are here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, so what better song to play for the radio obituary for Violeta Rivas than Blue Bubbles or Bubuja Azul. Here on your freeform radio station, this is WMFO in Medford. Bubble sounds in that song, huh? Okay, well, and our ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Big Bill Bassonet. He was an American jazz trombonist, drummer, and record producer. He was a strong advocate for New Orleans jazz, as played by veteran African-American musicians. In the 1960s, he led his own group, the Easy Riders Jazz Band, formed his own label, Jazz Crusade, and organized northern tours for Kim Thomas Valentine, George Lewis, and Jim Robinson. He produced over 100 recorded jazz sessions for Jazz Crusade and appears as trombonist or drummer for over 50 recording sessions of New Orleans jazz. The Easy Rider Jazz Band was one of the most acclaimed revival bands of the 1960s. Bassonet came in first place as, quote, new young artist in the 1960s Jazzology Jazz Poll, and over 30 years later, he placed fifth among all jazz trombonists in that same poll. After a period out of music, he published his memoir, The Jazz Crusade, in 1992, reactivated his label, and began to play again. He retired in 2006 and died a dozen years later in June of this year at age 81. Big Bill Bassonet, our ultimate radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings.
Matthews, and I've got it made. A memorial maker, it's a profitable trade. I don't solicit business, there's no point in trying. What I like about my customers, they just keep on dying. Frederick mourned by his wife. He led a blameless life. He couldn't win the way she treated him. His gravestone should have read, "Here lies Fred. He's better off dead. Rest in peace." Rest in peace. My name it is Matthews, and I've got it made. A memorial maker, it's a profitable trade. They bring the names of husbands, they bring the names of wives. They want me to perpetuate their awful, dreary lives. Here lies John, run over by a bus. He was loved by all of us. His time on earth, what was it worth when all is said and done? John, we're rather glad he's gone. Rest in peace, sir. Rest in to me and spend all they've got, 'cause it costs quite a lot to be remembered. They think it is the only way. What would the neighbors say anyway? It's so prestigious, even though you're not religious.